producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Isn't that the world's best idea? I think so. Or, well, okay, it may not be the world's best idea, but it's a very good idea. I mean, the world's best idea would probably be
world peace.
Peace on earth. Yes. Yeah. You know, that would be good. But I think calling me is more likely. Right? It's more feasible.
And it's
in this lifetime
too, yes.
Yeah, not a bad option. Not a bad option. Although it was really interesting. I was talking with somebody over the weekend and about my program or something, and they didn't really know anything about it. And, of course, my first impulse is to say, well, just go to drjoy.com and, you know, listen to it or listen online or download a podcast or something. But, you know, that's people don't want to do that much work. They just want me to explain it to them. And I said, well, basically, I'm in the business of changing people's minds very quickly, which is sort of what I am, if you think about it, because everybody who calls here, I would say 99% of the people who call want me to tell them that whoever's making them miserable is a wretched human being and terrible things should happen to them and they should not be in any way implicated in that terribleness. And that the world would be a better place, which is understandable. I mean, look, I feel the same way sometimes. But it's just not very feasible because, yeah, it's not exactly how it works. I will tell you, Shane loves doing the, you know what? I just thought of something.
What's that?
And I'm going to give you a week, you know, at least a couple of weeks respite because you've got the dreaded ickiness. But somebody that I know, whose name will remain nameless, Shane, promised me by my birthday
yes.
he'd have the telephone poll thing.
Yeah.
But I'll give you.
All right.
I'll give you till Thanksgiving.
All right. Sure. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Shane is a really sweet man who had a really scary thing, which I didn't know about at the time, which is probably just as well because I was worried enough as it was, and he came through it with flying colors, and so whenever he goes, oh, I'm not happy, to say, Shane. You just looked in the jaws of horribleness.
That's right.
And you didn't blink and you came out the other side. So, you know, you got your green badge of Christian. I got my flu shot the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have not gotten mine yet and I need to
do that. Yeah, you should do it. Yeah. You should do it. Especially, you know, with, I think everybody's sort of calmed down about the Ebola hysteria.
Yeah, I think that's, wife and I were just talking about that. It's kind of seemed to have died down a little bit.
So to speak, yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about all the things we've been terrified of, right? I mean, it's almost like the news media is in the terror business, and the real terrorists are really the news media, right?
True? Yeah.
Right? These things are going to happen to you, and they don't. But I don't know. I suppose we just have to look at things with a grain of salt. At any rate, I will tell you my good deed over the weekend because we were talking about karma. And actually, that wasn't the discussion. The discussion was that I'm in the business of trying to change people's minds relatively quickly. And somebody said, well, you come up with simple solutions. And I said, you know what? Simple and easy aren't the same thing. And if you're trying to help somebody on the air, I mean, that most things, if you can reduce them far enough, are simple. That, you know, that you take one step and then you take another step. So, somebody's saying I come up with simple solutions. I don't view it as the least bit insulting. I mean, I think that's the only kind of solutions that you can ever deal with. Because it may be a whole bunch of simple steps, but if they're complicated, nobody's going to follow them. Right? And they don't seem doable. They don't seem understandable. Plus, you know, this isn't where I can write you out a diagram and, you know, and we can have a couple of days to pour it over and then discuss
sure.
it. I mean, that's not... So someone saying I come up with simple solutions doesn't... I mean, it hurts my feelings a little bit, but not very much, because I'm thinking, well, simple is fine. Simple and easy aren't the same. Anyway, so this is my story, because Shane loves... And see, you can hear my mind is a little bit... I haven't had any... Well, yes, I have had actually a little chocolate. I was trying to think why my mind was a little bit footy. And
still some
the answer
leftover.
Is, leftover chocolate hangover.
All right.
All right. And chocolate, there was another study out last week that says chocolate's good for your memory.
See, yeah, health food.
I remember I ate that chocolate. Yep. Okay, so Shane loves good news stories, which we all do. And here's my good news story for, because he wasn't here on Friday.
Okay.
And I already told him the best news story, which it turns out if you go to breakfast to a fancy restaurant on Halloween morning in your witch's hat, people give you a lot of chocolate.
Nice.
This is a good thing to remember for the future, folks. But the good news story I was going to tell you about, it was pouring rain. It was like monsooning here on Saturday. Thank goodness it wasn't Friday night because all the little trick-or-treaters would have gotten drenched. And it was the kind of weather that wrecks your umbrella, you know, those kinds.
Oh,
it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was really nasty. Uh-huh. Well, about 6 months ago, I was out wandering, as I do, and it started raining. And actually, I guess what I'd done is I'd met somebody for a cup of coffee or something in this kind of nice restaurant. And so when it was time to leave, I looked out, and it's raining. And I didn't have an umbrella because the forecast wasn't for rain. So I've learned that if you go up to the manager of almost any place, of a restaurant or a hotel or whatever, and you say, are there any umbrellas left in the lost and found? And they say, can you describe? And I say, no, because it's not mine. But if you have one that's been left, I will borrow it and bring it back. And most times people will give you an umbrella, because why not, right?
Sure, yeah.
All right. So he did. He gave me an umbrella, and that was great, because... And I've been meaning to get it back, and it's kind of an out-of-the-way place. So because it's raining when I left the house, I'm thinking, today's the day. And I had a whole bunch of errands to run, so carrying an umbrella around that I was not going to use was kind of a pain in the neck. And I thought, well, maybe some other day. And I thought, no, just do it, because I've been putting it off for so long. And it turned out the umbrella he gave me actually broke. I think the reason someone left it behind is it was broken.
Sure.
But it was still valuable to me when I borrowed it. And so I still felt that I had a karmic debt. So I found two brand new umbrellas. And I had one of those little disposable ones, which is really not a very good umbrella, but very easy to carry. So it's carrying around these two big, full-sized umbrellas all day. So I go over to the restaurant, and I said, look, a couple months ago, I came in to borrow an umbrella. And this is payback, you know, that these are brand new umbrellas. They both work really well. And the one, it's not the one that I borrowed, because the one I borrowed actually was broken, and so I had to throw that away. And the woman, she said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, I'm bringing these back. And she said, well, but don't you need them now? And I said, well, I have another umbrella. It's not as good as these, which it wasn't, but it was smaller and easier to carry. And she said, well, make sure you come back if you need an umbrella. But she said, you're going to have really good karma. And I thought, that's worth something. So I think apparently no one ever had brought back an umbrella, although I'm not sure anybody ever had borrowed an umbrella before. But I'm just telling you folks, for when you're in an emergency, asking to borrow an umbrella, and I've never pretended it was mine. You know, because that's not quite kosher, and lightning will strike you, and you know it's already raining. You don't want to lie when it's raining. But to bring them back, and people are just really nice about it. So I thought that was my karmic, plus column. Yeah. And what was really amazing was how impressed she was. And she said, well, can I buy you a drink? And I said, well, thanks. You know, I've got to go. And I did. But I thought that was really nice of her. So, and having the blessing of karma was even better. And I will tell you one other karmic thing, and then I will turn the program back over to you folks, which is I told you I was supposed to go to this Halloween party as Cher, and so I was looking around for a black wig, even though I pointed out that Cher's hair color is exactly the same color as mine right now, but that didn't do. I had to look like the old Cher. So, and I finally got out of it, not because I couldn't find the wig, but because the guy who was supposed to go with Sonny decided he didn't want to bother getting a mustache and a white suit. But if you shop the day after Halloween, which I did on Saturday, I had a little time, and I went and I got not only a Cher wig, but I have now a long blonde wig. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with either of them, but now, in case anybody needs a wig next Halloween, I'm so prepared. I just thought you'd want to know that. I mean, you know, and it was really interesting watching people dig through old costumes. I mean, because everything, and it said 50% off, but when you got to the register, I think it was like 70% off or something, so that was good. So I now have a Cher wig, just in case anybody...
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, if you want to borrow one. Well, most of the people I know who want to borrow wigs are men.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know, my theory of Halloween, that men dress like women and women dress like hookers.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So what did your kids dress up for Halloween?
My littlest guy was a skeleton, and my oldest was a sheet ghost. the
there we
classics.
Go. Yep. There we go. Very classic. All right. And you went as my producer.
Yes,
all righty.
Exactly, yeah.
Did anybody guess? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jerry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
Good, Jerry. What's on your mind?
I have three adult children between 30 and 40 years old.
So you have three?
Adult children.
Okay, adult. I missed the word adult.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Between 30 and 40. And they each have spouses and children. And we're planning a trip down to Florida in November.
I guess not Disney World, huh?
Yeah, I think we're going to go there.
You're going to go to Disney with adult kids, huh? Okay.
Well, everything down there. I mean, we got grandchildren, the sport grandchildren.
Okay.
And the issue that my wife and I are up against is we're going to cover the trip. We're going to take care of all the expenses, down and back, parks, hotel, food, you name it, we got it.
Very nice.
And the youngest of the, surprise, right, the youngest of my three children is somewhat undependable, meaning that he will make commitments and within 2 days before say, can't go. And I don't want to make a commitment to the park by buying tickets and reserving things and air transportation and then have him at the last minute say, well, don't think I want to go. So my wife and I have been struggling with this. How can we make him accountable to ensure that he attends one of the...
How much is it going to cost for you to just for his portion of the trip?
Well, he would be... I'm just going to pick a number, say $3,000. Just picking that out.
Does he have a job?
Oh, yes.
Is he married?
Yes, yes.
He got kids?
Two.
Well, so presumably, would his wife and kids come without him?
No, they all come. I'm bringing everyone.
No, I know, but if he sort of at the last moment decides he doesn't want to come, would the wife and kids come?
No, they wouldn't.
Okay, what I would say to him is, here's the deal. I'd really like you to come. What I'm going to ask you for is a $1,500 deposit. If you come, I'll give it back to you. If you don't, it'll at least offset my anger for having put the money down, and you can probably get your other $1,500 back as well.
Okay,
cause and if he says no, if he says I'm not going to do it, then he's not going to come.
Because one of the things we thought through back and forth between my wife and I was saying, okay, here's what your part of this is costing. You pay it on your card, and when you get there, I'll give you a check to pay your card.
Well, you could do that. I'm doing exactly the same version, right. Except I'm saying halvesies.
Okay. Yeah, I see what your point. Okay.
It's exactly the same point.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says, no, I'm not going to do that, I mean, the point is he can give you the check, and you can say, you know, that I'll put it in an escrow account, and you can have the interest on it. You come, and I'll give you the check back. You don't come, you're out the money, but at least, because you can probably sell, I mean, if you cancel within 48 hours or something, you can probably get your hotel back, and even if you don't, you still have to pay for the first night. You're talking about, would you say, a week?
Probably 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, so you can probably get most of the money back from the hotel. You don't have to worry about the outlay for the food. Disney World, I'm sure you can get the, you know, that they'll take the tickets back from you. So,
okay.
Although you may want to find out what the cancellation policy is for Disney.
Yes.
But, and then, in fact, you don't even have to guess. Call up the hotel and ask them what the cancellation policy is. Call up Disney and the airline and find out what the cancellation policy is and whatever your actual outlay would be if, you know, if he cancels, have him give you a check for that. And if he comes, you give him the check back.
Sounds good.
And if he says, no, I'm not going to do it, then say, fine, then you manage all your stuff at the end. We'd really like you to come, but I'm not willing to put out that kind of money to not have, you know, to not have you there.
Correct.
All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Little snot. That's what happens in babies of the family. Ooh, I'll get letters about that, too. Not all babies. Anne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Anne. What's on your mind?
I'm also the baby of the family.
All right, well, I guess we're going to have to slap you around a little then. All right.
Well, I talked to you last week about a possible career change.
Right, and you said you didn't know what you wanted to do, and so I said, no, you got to figure that out.
You said to do homework.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I did.
And I said, Ann, you got to be specific, or you'll end up spinning your wheels and feeling really frustrated and going back to the only thing you know, which may not be anything that makes you very happy. So homework assignment, get specific. Think about things that you like to do, think about things you want to do. So Ann has done her homework. Let's hear how you did, Cookie.
Okay. Some of the things I like to do are birding and reading, writing, and I'm interested in history.
Okay.
So what I actually did was I signed up for a class at the school, a 4-day class in writing.
Okay.
Four Saturday mornings, and I thought that would give me a feel for the whole, you know, to be on the other end of it and see, get a feel for the place.
Okay.
And meet people and see if that's
sure, not
what
a bad thing to do.
Do.
I'm not sure exactly how if you're going to write as a career, as something that
right.
brought in money, where right. what would the context be? Do you want to write for a newspaper, for a magazine?
Well, I don't know that I would do this as a career. It happened to be a class that worked
okay.
with my schedule, so I thought, well, I'll take it. It's writing memoirs, whether that'll change.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that, but it does seem a bit of feel to what the homework assignment was, which is
yes.
it's kind of like when I go look up a word in the dictionary and 4 hours later I'm not anywhere closer to that word because
yeah.
I found
yeah.
all these other fascinating words.
Right.
I have no objection to you taking a writing course. I think it's a great idea to be social. I think you'll learn something. It'll be fun.
Right, right.
But it's not really the assignment, Cookie.
No, it isn't.
All right. So what else did we get any closer to the assignment?
Well, I mean, I know what I like, and I am teaching a one-day birding class at the Audubon Society.
Okay.
And which is a possibility that if I wanted to teach that in this sort of adult learning situation.
Do you have to make money doing this?
Actually, no, I don't.
Well, that's great. I mean,
I really don't.
Well, but that's wonderful. That means
yes,
that you can
wonderful.
You can have this kind of foofy approach, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
So the goal of getting of changing careers is what? If you had to be
is
specific.
To have a career that's intellectually stimulating.
Okay, for how long do you want to work?
Well, we do go away in the summer, so I have to work during the school year.
All right, so
year.
School year. Do
right.
you want to work every day? Do you want to work one day a week? Do you want to, what's the perfect?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 days a week would be perfect.
Right, 3 or 4 days a week.
Right.
And remind me what you taught before.
Well, I was a librarian.
You're a librarian. I remember
which
that
I loved. I mean, I loved
do you want, would you like, for example, to, I mean, what if you taught birding one day a week, taught a course at the library about birding one day a week, and worked at the library a day a week? Would that work for you?
Yeah, it would work.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Go back to what you knew. Take the birding, which you're already teaching a course, and then sort of put the two together and teach birding one day a week or one day a month or something with slides at the library. It sounds like you got it solved.
Yeah. Yeah, I
okay.
think that would work.
Yeah, especially because it sounds like you don't really need to make an income. You may also do things like, I don't know if you live near a big city, but for example.
We don't.
Okay. Do you live near a prison?
No, there might be one in a different county, but not as there.
Because there is always, I mean, the prison population is really obviously they're there. So you know, and they're going to lock the doors and are quite often really very enthusiastic about either volunteers or paid people to come and share information.
Uh huh. Well, that's something I could theoretically do.
But it sounds like if we're talking about the library one day a week,
right.
teaching one day a week birding, and then maybe teaching at the library, you know, on maybe the kids and adults on a Saturday
or
something.
That's a good idea.
Okay?
That's a very good idea.
Off you go.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And maybe you can turn it into field trips and you know,
exactly.
maybe, yeah. All right.
But they were talking about that at Audubon, having the scouts come and earn badges.
Yeah.
So it might turn it.
And take people out on, you know, on the different times of the year and to different nests. And
right.
Off you go.
Okay,
cool.
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
You're welcome. Okay, now, Anne, what's the good news and the bad news in terms of you trying to do this? Because the good news is, she really doesn't have to make money on it. And the bad news is, you can see, not focused. Okay, so if you're really looking to change things in your life, you need to be focused, because otherwise, if you're foofing around, what you're going to do is, if the only specific thing that you know about is what you don't want to do, you're going to end up doing it because it's the only thing that's specific. Don't do that to yourself.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. Is anything that's on your mind? I'd be delighted to have you with us. I know we have an email to deal with a little bit later in the program because Shane told me. So there, and I believe Shane tells me, I believe it. All right, so I thought we'd talk about, I put it up last week because those of you who listen to the program know that I have virtues. But patience is actually not really one of them. I suffer with that one as well.
Yeah,
a little impatient. Sort of move fast, talk fast, think fast, and it does create some problems every once in a while. But you know, as I get older, I mean, I think one of the things that adulthood was invented to do is teach you about things that maybe you should learn. You know, the universe is telling you that, okay, here's a lesson, kid. So last week, as I shared with you guys, we were having some technical issues. And, you know, look, I am not afraid of technology. I've had cell phones since essentially they were invented because I was, you know, they were better than beepers. I carried a beeper at one point because people need to be able to get a hold of me. I've had a computer. I had a computer early on because I was doing some work for CompuServe, which I know that's back in the dark ages. I went to an engineering school, so I am not the least bit phobic about technology. But having said that, I have certainly had my issues, as they say. At one point, I've written most of my books. I usually outline them by hand because ideas come to me in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Okay.
So I usually do the outline by hand.
Sure.
I have an electronic calendar, but I also have one of those little notebook, you know, those little date books. And I figure that if I write things down both on the computer and in my, you know, in handwriting, that somehow I remember them better. And there's also a backup for details and stuff like that.
Sure,
so,
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So people giggle, you know, I get out my little notebook and say, "My gosh, do you have a quill pen?" And I just sort of ignore them because I'm on time and they're not, and I remember and they don't. So I don't care. But having said that, there were times where I still have not figured out how I did it. When I had a brand new computer and I was writing, the outline I do by hand, but the writing I actually do online. And the problem about that is that in the early days of computers, I think it's almost impossible to lose something now. But it wasn't then. Backups were a different issue. And while I back things up, I still to this day don't understand how I actually erased something, but I did. And it was like I'd been working on it for like 8 hours, so there was a lot of data there. And, you know, I got everybody, it wasn't only me, I got everybody in the building to come and see, because people have always said, you know, that's how spy novels work, right? Somebody gets your computer and something you think you erased is there.
Yeah.
Not me, man. Not me. Not I suppose is actually grammatically correct. I was ready to throw something across the room, but throwing a computer across the room probably exceeds my muscular capability, but also my good sense, because then you have broken electronics and you have to buy another one and whatever. And recently, when I moved to Genesis, I've had I guess three glitches, and none of them were really glitches. It's just, I mean, none of them were cataclysmic or you know, they were just, you know, just connecting something up. And one of them is, I'm sitting here and it was warm, and I'm underneath my desk trying to figure out, and I'm hooking things up, and I've got sweat pouring off of me, and I'm saying to poor George on the other end of the line, "Do you ask all your talent to do this?" And he just calmly said,
"Yeah.
Most of our talent get people to do this for them."
That's true. Yeah, good point, I guess.
So, and I'm thinking, they can't ask people to do this. But then at that point, it becomes a matter of personal pride of, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And I actually got it done. Yeah, then, you know, I'm going to show them, the gods of technology, or, you know, people who think, "Oh, you're such a little girl." So I got it done. And then we had a telephone problem. And last week, as those of you who listen to the program with regularity, bless your little pee-picking hearts, we couldn't get the phone thing up. And I spent like probably 10 hours, and Shane spent part of it with me, of trying to figure out what could possibly be going wrong. And I just assumed, which is very classic, I think, of most people, but certainly characteristic of me, that it was my fault, that I'd done something on my computer, and it had just been my birthday, so I assumed someone had sent me as a birthday present a virus, you know, for my computer. Right. And so I went through, and I got rid of all the email messages that I thought were questionable, and all the things in my trash. I emptied my trash, which had like 4,000 pages of stuff, and I went through, I mean, I did everything I could think of, until I finally went to Google, and I said, you know, I can't, my Comrex won't connect. And I said, oh, yeah, well, we did, you know, that Mac did an upgrade on October 24th,
which
is my birthday.
Which happened to be the day, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Because I kept saying to everybody, but it worked on Friday.
Yep.
And the only thing that happened between Friday and Monday was basically birthday stuff. So I assumed it was me. It wasn't. It was them. And so so we finally got it. And then I spent a bunch of hours with George in the middle of the night. And, I mean, this has gotten to be like a project with a capital P. I mean, it was not happy.
Right.
And it still wasn't working. And I decided that instead of getting all, and what had happened several months before, which, again, those of you listening to the program know that I had another system, and because of Sandy, which happened 2 years ago, the electronics in downtown Manhattan were rusted out, a lot of them, and still have not completely come back, and that eventually affected my phone system. And I spent like 5 days trying to do that. So this has become a recurring theme. And what I decided was it had taught me patience, because instead of sitting there going, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, they can't hear me. And I just decided, you know what, this is going to get fixed. And somehow, if it can't get fixed, there are enough brains around, there are enough options around, we'll figure out something else and it will get done. And I thought, of all the things, I'm sitting here not letting steam come out of my ears and not watching my blood pressure go off the scale, of thinking, you know what, more than anything else, computers have taught me to be patient, because they're solvable problems. It may not be solvable immediately,
sure,
and it's going to take more time and more stomach acid and more thought process than you thought it was. And it may even take asking other people for help and whatever, but it will get done. And I, you know, so that came to me, the light bulb went on, and I thought, asking my listeners, asking you folks, what in the world has taught you patience? So, Shane, what is, and I think, you know, most people would probably say kids.
Yeah.
But kids are so interactive that my daughter has taught me patience, but not so much as a kid, because as a kid I was just delighted with all the stuff that she did and her asking,
sure,
but you know, but why mom? But why mom? But why mom? Actually didn't bother me particularly.
Right.
Maybe because there was only one of her and I'd grown up with brothers and sisters who had said, but why Joy? You're not the boss of me. You're not my mom. And my child never did say, you're not the boss of me. You're not my mom.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
I was her mom and I wasn't actually the boss of her. I'm not a very good boss. So she didn't, but she taught as an adult. I've told the story of being, I was on book tour and she came to visit me, and there was in a hotel where there's a conference going on. Speaking of conferences, let me tell you about trying to get around New York yesterday with a marathon.
Oh, I bet.
And the World Trade Center opening today.
Yeah,
and the wind. Did you know the wind, most of the, and I rode back with a bunch of the people from the marathon, and they said the wind didn't really affect them except going across the Verrazano Bridge. And apparently for the wheelchairs, they didn't let them go across the bridge. They moved them to another bridge. They bussed them someplace.
Wow, it was that windy, huh? Wow.
Yeah, they were saying that the gusts across the Verrazano were like 47, 48 miles
wow.
an hour.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we were having gusts like that. And it was very windy. It was not raining, because that would have made it, the day before was just even worse.
Yeah.
It was sunny, but it was very, very windy. It was cold.
Sure.
But anyway, so we were at a place that was, it was hugely, there was some event going on, and the elevators were broken except for one elevator. And I had to get someplace, and my kid was with me, and I'm sitting there doing the sissy poker, you know, switching from one foot to the other. And, and she just said to me, Mom, can you disconnect? And that was very helpful, because I did. But I got to tell you that computers, more than anything else, have taught me that you just have to be patient, because you cannot fling them across the room and saying, all right, I'm not going to deal with this anymore, is not an option, because sooner or later you're going to have to deal with it or get someone to deal with it. And my sense of pride of, you know, I've started this, I'm going to finish it, sort of overwhelmed. So more than any single one thing, I think computers have taught me patience. All right. So do you want me to give you a minute, or do you have an idea of what's taught you patience?
No, I guess I'm going to kind of piggyback on your thing, and not necessarily even just computers, but just technology in general. Being in a tech field, I mean, you deal with this stuff on a day in and day out basis. So it's, I mean, you're definitely right. You know, it's they're all fixable issues.
Yeah.
So you just have to get yourself to realize, okay, let's work through this one step at a time, you know. And,
yeah,
you know,
there is an answer here somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you're right, having gone to school with engineers, that I think it's really true that that engineers are sort of some of the most patient people on the planet. I mean, they really do hang in with you. And I think they hang in, mathematicians as well, I would argue, that there's that sense of, you know, there is a solution. I will find it. I just have to hang in a bit longer. All right, folks, call and tell me what's made you patient. Hopefully not being on hold with me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what folks have said to us about what or who has taught them patience.
Sure. The first one in here, all right, we're going to start this off real heavy duty. Arthur says, waiting to get a kidney transplant.
Ooh.
Yeah, he says, you're put on a list and you just have to wait. There's no speeding things up, just wait.
Did he get one?
I'm assuming he's still waiting because he doesn't go into that.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I've had two producers who've had kidney transplants.
Yeah.
And I have a friend, yeah. So I don't know what the odds are of that actually happening.
Exactly. I'll try not to be one of those for you.
Yeah, please don't. And in fact, one of my producers I had breakfast with a while ago, and he actually just got his second.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Is he a drinker? Or
no,
or just...
he's a relatively young man. I would say he's probably under 40. And
wow.
He was born with only one kidney, which was compromised. And so he had his mom's kidney, which is pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
I asked him whether it was traumatic for his mom to lose his kidney, you know, it eventually rejected, but he did get a new one. And then I'm trying to decide if I should use this. One of Joan Rivers' writers, whom I knew very well, developed kidney problems. Who was not a drinker. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's hepatitis or what it was, but anyway, he developed kidney problems and was put on a list, but because of his age, he wasn't at the top of the list. And so Joan, bless her, I assume it's okay to tell this story. Well, hopefully he won't listen to the program if it's not. went to the Orthodox Jewish community because they apparently have a very active, it's a group of people who tend to intermarry. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know they have very active, a transplant program.
Okay, sure.
And
uh-huh.
She went and called in some IOUs essentially and got him a transplant.
Wow.
And okay. And he's doing exceptionally well. Because
fantastic.
It's not only that
yeah.
you have to wait for the kidney, but you have to be on dialysis.
Yep, exactly.
And that I think really requires so even though that may be heavy duty, I think it's something worthwhile to remember whenever you're sort of sitting there and thinking, oh my gosh, I can't, this line is moving so slowly.
Yep.
Remind yourself you're not waiting for a kidney.
Exactly. There you go.
You know, really? Yeah. I'm serious. That there, you know, it really is one of those issues, and it's something that I suppose come as close to preaching as anything. That, you know, I ran into an old friend and I said, you know, gee, you seem unhappy. And he basically, he says, well, nothing interests me anymore. And I said, you know, I think you're depressed.
Mm, yeah.
And he said, well, no, it's not that. It's just nothing makes me happy. And I said, well, let's figure out something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
And, that if you get to that point, get yourself some help. And I said, look, figure out things that do make you happy. And don't make it things like winning the lottery. Because you're not going to spend a whole lot of time being happy if that's your goal.
Right.
But, taking a walk or... you know, seeing a kid with chocolate all over his face or, you know, whatever it is. So the point being, the next time, you know, you're thinking, all right, that you're feeling, gee, why is this line not working or the traffic or, you know, I'm going to be late. Think that what was his name? Adam, was it?
Arthur, yeah.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Think of Arthur. Arthur, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Let us know when it happens And I mean, the other thing about waiting for a transplant is knowing that basically somebody has to die for you to live, which is the other part of that whole process, which is difficult. And I talked with my ex-producer because, you know, I've known him for such a long time. And for example, went and got, you know, one of the really good things for nausea is Coke syrup. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not.
This is a good thing for everybody to know.
No, just Coca-Cola soda syrup.
Well, you can buy it. You used to be able to buy it at a drugstore. It's just Coke syrup.
Oh, okay.
You can sometimes buy it at restaurants because they just get seltzer and then they get the stuff, but it quite often comes in huge, big containers.
Sure, yeah.
So you can buy it's classic Coke. You can't do you can't do the diet stuff because it's not the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But classic Coke, and just don't put it in the refrigerator and leave it open for to take the bubbles out, because bubbles are not your friend when you have an upset stomach.
Sure.
But Coke, flat Coke, and if you have it in the refrigerator, what you can do is pour it in a cup and put it in the microwave for, you know, 10 seconds, because you don't want it to heat it up particularly, but it'll take the and stir it. Or just go back. I've done it on planes for people who are nauseous. Just go back and forth between cups because you want to take the the bubbles out. But it will settle your stomach as quick as anything in the world. And I used to go and get him that kind of stuff. And I was asking him about, does he know who his donor was? And he worked for me at one point, which means he's a researcher, you know, among other things.
Yeah, you bet.
And so he actually figured out who it had to be, and it was a car accident, and he traced it down, and he sent the family a note saying thank you.
Uh-huh. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those really tricky things. I wonder what the percentage is. I also know a woman who got the first heart lung transplant, and she felt she was kind of spooky, to be quite honest, that she felt that it, you know, changed her life, that she didn't like beer before, and now that she liked beer,
yes,
and that this guy,
yeah,
you know. So I don't know. I think there is something about having, you know, we are so superstitious about things like hearts, even though heart is big muscle.
Right.
And, you know,
yeah,
and there's,
yeah,
in theory, no personality involved in your heart.
Sure.
But people feel very strongly about it. So, at any rate, 855-99 Dr. Joy. So Arthur, look, Godspeed. Hopefully you'll get a kidney soon. You'll let us know what's going on. And for the rest of us who are impatient, let's do an Arthur every once in a while and send, number one, good thoughts his way, and number two, sort of remind ourselves that if you're not waiting for a kidney, then you can afford to be a little more patient with the universe. All right, we'll do that.
Yep.
All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. We've got a couple more hours to go, so it's a good time to call me, and we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. And you can always email me at drjoy.com. You can also send an email via Facebook, and you can always respond to what's on Facebook. So, all right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. And if being patient, it's not your strong suit, calling at the beginning of an hour is probably the way. But at least you don't have to practice your patience with me. Alrighty. Do we have time for one here, or should we just...
Let's carry it on into the next segment.
All right.
Hate to go from that. I mean, that, what a way to start it. You know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Arthur really...
Well, that's like my favorite birthday gift. Somebody was asking what my favorite birthday present was, and I said, well, there were two, Shane telling me that I got to spend my birthday with lots of people who really appreciated me, but also the guy who wrote and said he'd had 5 years of sobriety. That was a great birthday gift.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
It was awesome. You guys are great. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.